to even make a donation, but I know a lot of you, you're rushing to get out to work this morning, and so it may work better to just make a pledge. You can give us your name. If you've given before, we can pull that up. Just drop a letter to you that confirms your pledge, and then we will be able to add that into the donations this morning. Well, we have a donation coming in from Hector in Port St. Lucie. Hector, thank you so much for that pledge this morning of $60. We're going to add that in, and that's going to get us started. Hector, you're making the first donation to match up that $10,000 coming in from the Higgins family. And we want to thank all of you who have given and those of you who are getting ready to give. So give us a call, 772-221-1100. Hector, thank you so much for that call. We're going to go to a song. We'll be back in just a couple moments.
In God alone, He only is my salvation, my rock, my peace, my fortress strong. I will
Well, welcome back. This is the second Monday of Prayer and Share.
Number two.
And
we can feel it too, can't we?
Yeah. Last week it took its toll. But, you know, on the other side, we're excited to be here to do this. This is a powerful part of our ministry.
Yes, it is.
The number to call to make your gift is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And only two people are on the phone. I could zip out of here and answer a call.
You could, and we would take it. Yeah, we would take that.
I would, yeah. Just give me a minute. Not as soon as I used to be.
Plus, you have to jog to the back of the building, sort of.
That's true.
I mean, it's not a mile away, but it is. It's a few steps.
It feels longer than it used to.
Yes, it does.
All right.
So give us a call right now. We are looking to fully match up by lunchtime today. Jim Jr.'s $10,000 donation, that will move us much closer. Jim's donation is $10,000, an additional $10,000. Once we fully match that, that will give us $20,000 to move ahead. I really am praying that today will be a $30,000 to $40,000 day of donations. That means we're going to need to hear from you. And so if you've been kind of waiting or thinking about maybe giving, right now is a good time to give. We have this great gift coming in, and as you give a dollar, it's going to release an additional dollar into our budget, and so we're looking forward to making some great strides. We have a donation that came in online, and David, this is coming from Pennsylvania. Crescent is the town, state is Pennsylvania, and it's John. And John, we want to thank you for your pledge. However, somehow or another, we don't know what the amount is.
Okay,
so,
it didn't come through.
You know, it didn't come through. But I went ahead and just plugged John's name in because, John, you can get back to us and let us know what you're pledging. I'm sure he's going to go ahead and make this donation. It will come in.
Sure.
But we don't know what it is. So, John, if you're listening this morning from Crescent, Pennsylvania, then please go ahead and let us know what that one-time gift is going to be from your pledge. And, of course, John may be in Florida at this time. He may be traveling through the state, may be on vacation in the state. We don't know that. Or he may just be in Pennsylvania listening by app. And, you know, yesterday my wife, we were just talking about Alexa, and we have an Alexa on the counter in our home. And just said, Alexa, play WCNO, and just within a couple seconds, maybe a minute or less, WCNO is playing. And so if you have Alexa anywhere, you can be in any state, any country with web address, and you can you should be able to call on Alexa to help you get to WCNO, and it should fire right up. And so that's a great way to listen anywhere you might be. Of course, you can use the apps on your phone as well, Android and Apple. And a lot of people do that. You can also go on your computer and listen. But a lot of different ways that we can stay connected. And so we appreciate all of your support. Jill made a donation, and these are donations that we pulled offline, so we've already added them in. They're all going to be part of the matching funds, and so I've got to make sure I add all these in this morning. Jill making a donation of $50. Thank you very much, Jill. Nicholas making a text donation. And some way we're going to try to figure out how we can determine the difference between online donations and text. I'm not sure we're going to be able to do that. But we do have a $10 donation coming in from Nicholas. And we want to thank you, Nicholas, for your donation. And I know that was text because he asked me, are my text donations coming in? And Nick was saying, if all of our listeners would simply text $5 or $10, we would have the budget fully met in just a few moments. I mean, it might take us all day to figure it all out, but we would love to have that kind of a tsunami of donations. And if you as a listener would just text that in. And how would someone do that, Karen?
They would text.
Oh, we better turn our mic on.
They would text WCNO to 24365.
Okay, looks like we have a prayer request coming in from Diane. Why don't we lift this up in prayer? Karen, why don't you lead us in that? And we also have a donation with that. You can share that, but we want to lift the prayer request up and invite our family to join.
Yes, and we have a donation from Diane, but she's asking, she said her sister Donna was diagnosed with metastatic pancreatic cancer, and Diane is believing for a miracle. So we can certainly come in agreement with that. So, Father God, we lift up Donna to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the healer. You're the healer, Lord. So we're coming before you in the name of Jesus, and we're asking you, Lord, to do a miracle in Donna's life. And, Father, that you would touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, that your presence, your spirit, your healing balm would flow through her in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Lord, we know that there is nothing impossible for you, God, to do. And we stand in agreement with Diane for this miracle for her sister. And we curse that cancer at its root in the name of Jesus. And we command every cell, every errant cell, to shrivel up and dry up in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, God. And we just pray that her body will be able to reject the cancer in the name of Jesus and expel that out of her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we give you glory and honor and praise for doing this. And we look forward to hearing this wonderful testimony of what you have done, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. And that that's a donation coming from who?
From Diane.
Diane where?
In Port St. Lucie.
Diane in Port St. Lucie. Thank you very much.
Did
for
I give
that,
you the amount?
I believe it's 25. Yeah. Is it 25? Okay.
Yes.
And Reed is sending in a donation. And David, why don't you just give the names that we're memorializing this morning for Reed's donation there?
Okay. So, he's memorializing his grandparents, James and Gladys Morrow, and his aunt, Eleanor Morrow.
Okay.
So.
And the donation is?
Oh, I'm sorry. $200. $200 one time.
$200 donation. Thank you very much, Reed. And that is, he wanted us to encourage other people to memorialize some of their family and just remember. We have a number of people that do this. The other day, we again had the remembrance of, what was it, some veterans?
Three veterans had passed in service.
Which is a great way to remember someone. I know Woody Watkins, year after, every time we have prayer and share, someone gives in memory of Woody. Just keeping the testimony and the walk of their life alive. These are godly people that lived amongst us, and it's a great thing to be able to do that. Thank you, Reed, so much for that pledge of $200. That's going to go in as part of our matching funds. Yolanda made an online donation of $100. And Yolanda, we want to thank you for that donation as well. And we have Juan from Fort Pierce. Call came in late on Friday. Thank you, caller. We have a caller calling in. We have other lines open. Let's give the numbers again, Karen.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
And Juan made a donation of $77. So, Juan, we want to thank you for that donation. Let's see, I'm thinking I have maybe more than one. Yes. No, there it is. Okay. That's from Juan. I actually had two copies of it. All right. So thank you, Juan, for that donation of $77. And Jill, I believe I may have mentioned that. I'll mention it again. Jill, a